Timnak scored the first two baskets, and the team held the lead through the rest of the game. As the first quarter began, the Nunapichuk crowd shouted defense. The gym got louder as the crowd cheered for their favorite team, yelling, "Wolves and Falcons!" The Wolves did their best to keep their defense tight and keep the Falcons out by driving in, but the Falcons kept gaining. The first quarter ended with the Falcons ahead, 11-6. Beginning the second quarter, the Falcons scored the first basket, then when the ball went to Nunapichuk, the Wolves kept the ball moving around and tried to get open to shoot. The Falcons kept scoring and the Wolves kept working to keep the Falcons away from the basket. The second quarter ended, Falcons 21 and Wolves 16, each team gaining 10 points. The third quarter began, Timnak stole the ball. Soon, they scored. The Wolves didn't score the entire quarter, missing and missing their shots. The Falcons pulled further ahead, ending the third quarter 38-16. In the fourth quarter, as all the others, Timnak scored the first basket. The crowd got really happy when new players joined the game, the audience clapping and cheering. Timnak fouled, and even with loud distractions from the crowd, the Nunapichuk player scored his free throw shot. The audience jumped up and down, happy. Falcons also scored and won that championship game, 51-23. Timnak senior Jaden Anover felt overwhelmed by the victory.
Because the hard work we've been through, what we've been through as a team.
Anover's grandfather, Snow Machine, 6 hours from Timnak to watch him play. That support gave him confidence.
I felt very nervous, but I knew I had my teammates with me. I knew I had the fans with me from home, so they were there for me.
Nunapichuk senior Zachariah Brink is part of his team's second place finish.
It's like a dream come true for getting into a championship game. My team did great.
At the Bethel Regional High School gym, I'm Rianne Lincoln.